This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. CIA Director William Burns, the chief United States negotiator trying to help secure a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages by Hamas, said a more detailed proposal of the ceasefire would be made in the coming days. Meanwhile, Israeli military strikes across the Palestinian Gaza Strip killed at least 61 people in the space of 24 hours, local medics said on Saturday. An Israeli airstrike on a school compound serving as a shelter for displaced people in the Jabalia urban refugee camp killed at least 8 people and wounded 15 others, according to medics. 5 more people were killed in a strike on a house in Gaza City. Pope Francis is calling for an end to tribal violence that has racked Papua New Guinea for decades. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Francis is appealing for sustainable, equitable development of New Guinea's natural resources. He made the comments after meeting with the South Pacific nation's governor general, who also raised the problem of violence against women. Francis is on an 11-day four-nation tour through Southeast Asia and Oceania. He landed on Friday evening in Port Moresby from Jakarta, Indonesia, to open the second leg of his journey. Dancers in swishing grass skirts performed for Francis as he began his first full day in the country with a mix of political and church business. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials have begun removing the bodies of children who burned to death in a school dormitory in central Kenya on Sunday as they try to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. 18 boys aged between 10 and 14 are known to have died, and 27 were hospitalized after the Thursday night fire at Hillside Endarasha Primary School, but 70 others are still unaccounted for. This is VOA News. Boeing's beleaguered Starliner capsule has left the space station and has headed home without any astronauts. Norman Hall reports.
After months of turmoil over its safety, Boeing's new astronaut capsule departed the International Space Station on Friday.
Separation confirmed. Starliner is now backing away from station and starting its return to Earth.
The empty Starliner capsule undocked about 260 miles over China, returning without NASA test pilots Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore. The astronauts will have to stay at the station until next year. They should have flown Starliner back to Earth in June, a week after launching in it. But thruster failures and helium leaks marred their ride to the space station. SpaceX will bring the duo back in late February, stretching their original 8-day mission to more than 8 months. I'm Norman Hall.
Starliner has landed in New Mexico. A judge has postponed Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing until November 26th, 3 weeks after the presidential election. Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th, 7 weeks before the election. The delay means the election will be decided without voters knowing if the Republican nominee is going to jail. Defense lawyers pushed for the delay, arguing that punishing the former president in the thick of his campaign would amount to election interference. Judge Merchan says he issued the delay so it won't affect the election. He's also weighing a defense request to overturn the verdict on immunity grounds. I'm Mike Hempen.
House Republicans are putting a bill forward to avoid a government shutdown, but there's a catch. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Lawmakers return to Washington next week, and they're not close to completing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund government agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a shutdown when that fiscal year begins October 1st. House Republicans have unveiled legislation that would fund the government into late March, when a new president and Congress would have final say. But they've also added a hot-button immigration issue, requiring states to obtain proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when someone registers to vote. That's a non-starter in the Senate, and Democratic leaders there warn it greatly increases the odds of a shutdown. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Algerians head to the polls to cast votes for president 5 years after pro-democracy protests prompted the military to oust the previous president after 2 decades in power. The current president, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, is expected to breeze to victory over 2 challengers on Saturday. The real question will be voter turnout. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.